is out of Denver. He is an electric vehicle expert and also a good friend, but don't mix the two. I do have a question, so let's get into the question that I had is, so by 2050, so it's about 40 years, okay, 38 to be exact, roughly 40% of the world's 2 billion cars will be electric. And that is a direct quote from the CEO of Royal Dutch Shell. All right, so what goes through my head is either they're diversifying or they're going to lose 40% of their revenue in 40 years.
Right. I mean, geopolitically, there's some really fascinating dynamics going on here. You know, China and India are sucking up more gasoline than we can save from fuel economy increases. So as a result, you see places like China really trying to push electric vehicles because whether you agree that we've hit peak oil or not, the era of cheap and easy oil is gone.
We have passed that.
Yeah.
It's over.
Yeah, otherwise we wouldn't be talking about drilling near Santa's house.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
Nice way to put that. Santa's house. That would be the North Pole for those of you who don't really know.
Well, yeah,
Antarctica.
Where the reindeer play.
Yes. Okay.
No, Antarctica's the South Pole.
Oh, yeah, that is the South Pole. But the North Pole is somewhere north, okay? Just way to go. Thank
you. I had to call you on that.
That way.
That way. True north. Go ahead.
Okay, so yes. I'm sorry. I don't want to interrupt.
I guess my question, or more of a comment, is are the oil executives, are they diversifying? Are they freaking out by this? Are they going to be, are they the ones throwing out some of the bad press? Are they excited about this? What are the oil companies at?
I don't think I could say they're excited about this. But to the extent that they're protecting themselves and diversifying, you know, hard to say what they're doing in the boardrooms today. I can tell you that in Washington, there is definitely a movement to try and really lessen the growth or prevent this industry from growing. But you know, one of my favorite quotes from a guy named Bob Lutz. If you don't know Bob Lutz, he was the
Chrysler.
Yeah, well, a lot of different companies. He worked for BMW and invented the 3 Series when he was at BMW.
Really?
He was at Ford. Created the Explorer. He was at Chrysler.
Very successful.
Created the Viper. This is a man who's not afraid of horsepower. And he's also the father of the Chevy Bolt. And he said about 2 years ago, the electrification of the automobile is a foregone conclusion. And this is a guy who nobody is ever going to accuse of being a commie pinko liberal.
Yeah.
But he doesn't, and he doesn't even believe that climate change is happening. He sees this as an energy security issue. You know, we spend over, about $1,000 for every man, woman, and child in this country in sending dollars overseas for imported
oil.
And 90% of the imported oil are controlled by governments, many of which don't like us very much.
Yep. Yep.
Good point. That would kind of get me into electric.
So it kind of reminds me of the recording industry and with music sharing and all that, they kind of all looked around and said, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? Try and slow down the expansion of this new thing called MP3s and all that. But in the meantime, guess what? It's inevitable. It's going to happen.
It is. And, you know, there's some press that's been out there that has just been outright incorrect. And thankfully, some of those misperceptions are being corrected these days.
Okay, so you're driving down I-25. On the right-hand side of the Air Force Academy, you see this huge solar array. Do you know anything about those at all?
Yeah, I bid on that at a previous company.
So what kind of energy does something like that generate? This is way off.
Yeah, that's
topic
a couple
of
megawatts.
A car.
I can't remember if that's 4 or 6 megawatts, I think, but somewhere in that size.
Okay.
So it's pretty sizable. To translate to a car, in Colorado, you can probably get away with about a 5-kilowatt system to power your car to drive around all year.
Okay.
And the typical household roof will carry just about that.
So you could literally charge or run your vehicle for free from solar. That, granted, you got to pay for the panels and all that. But and it's the reason I'm curious. My brother actually just installed solar on his house, and he's got this little app that he can log on and see, look how much money I'm putting back in the grid. And then at night it reverses. And so he gets, you know, a portion of his electric is paid for through these panels.
Right. But, you know, stop and think about it. We are at a point here in 2012 where you can drive around town all day long on power that's generated from the sun.
That is fascinating.
Good
and
point.
That is
good
amazing.
And you're not yeah, beholden good point. Good point. To
you're not beholden
any
to
oil company.
For
right.
an oil.
Right.
Cool.
Good point. I think
very
I'm going to
cool.
buy a Tesla. Okay, so let me...
you know those savings?
Sorry, I'm not a Chevy Volt
kind of guy.
It was nice. The Tesla, I don't know how much they're costing on a monthly basis, but the, going back to the auctions.
Okay, go back
so
to the auctions.
So there's four right now at the auctions.
Or what?
Chevy Volts, sorry.
Okay.
2012. GE Capital's is selling a lot of them, or a couple of them. But looks like 32.4 is what they sell for at the auctions. So I'm trying to do the math. That's why I was curious about that $6,000 tax credit.
Right. So in Colorado, and I'm not sure where these are.
These are in Massachusetts.
Okay. So you don't get quite as much in Massachusetts. But in Colorado, when you combine the federal and the state tax incentives, you're getting 13.5 off your car. So if you're talking about a $42,000 Chevy Volt, your actual out the door
29 and change.
Okay, so that doesn't make any sense. Now I'm going to throw out the Nissan Leaf. Okay, at the auctions, and Hertz is selling a boatload of them for some reason, as is Nissan North America. So these are rental vehicles out of California, Tennessee right now for $26,800. And I just billed my Nissan. They start at $35,200 versus $35,200, and this is for a 2011 Nissan Leaf, not a 2012. There aren't any out there. So,
that's a little over $8,000 less than if you were to buy new. And yep. If you had those same incentives, though, probably similar incentives, still 13?
Yeah, 13.5 in Colorado.
Yeah, so literally, so you'd get it. Yeah.
Doesn't make a lot of sense.
So you said how much was a new?
New is about, it says starting at 35.
Okay, so let's just say you went with a 38. That's a $25,000 out the door price if you got $13,000 off.
Yes.
And you can't push a Leaf much above 38 grand. I mean, that's with everything on it.
Okay.
They just announced a lease payment through Nissan of $289 a month on a Leaf.
$289 for
a
Leaf.
There's a little bit down on that, but yeah.
Okay, so let me ask you this. How long are these batteries going to last for? What are they projecting?
I think a good rule of thumb is, or a great place to start, is take a look at what the older generation cars are doing in California, like the RAV4 EV that came out over 10 years ago. Those are still going strong.
RAV4 EV? Straight EV?
Yeah, this is a California-only car.
Wow.
They did to meet
Never
some,
heard of it.
Yep. They built it to meet some compliance. It's the same reason why GM built the EV1 in California.
Okay.
Or built it and sold it in California. And a lot of these cars are still running very, very strong. The battery degradation has been a lot less than what people think. The on both the Nissan and the Chevy, it's an 8-year, 100,000-mile warranty on the batteries.
Okay.
Impressive.
Yep.
What's the mileage on the ones that are for sale there? Can you just give me a ballpark of what
yeah,
they're...
Yeah, it looks like 45 miles. Whoa. no joke. 40. Oh, here's one with 5,200 miles.
Okay.
For 25.6. But seriously, they say 40, 50.
So literally miles. New with your
2011.
Rebates.
So how does that work?
That is very interesting.
So maybe Hertz.
They just didn't rent them.
I have a theory.
What's that?
Let's hear the theory.
Nissan did some extensive ride and drives all around the country last year.
Okay.
So I'm guessing these are probably those cars that... Thousands and thousands of people drove around
56 miles, dude.
Yeah.
No. That.
When you're only allowed to drive around the shopping center parking lot, you know, you don't put many miles on.
Oh, 56 miles. Because it's going to take. Still, that's.
How many times do you have to circle the Citadel Mall before you hit 56 miles?
Well, they're low mileage. I don't understand. That doesn't make a whole lot of sense. But, okay, yeah, sure.
But what's not? Okay, so the takeaway, because we always want to have a takeaway here on Auction Access.
We
the takeaway
do.
Is you can go ahead and buy one brand new and get the discounts, and it's going to be a better deal than if you go to the auction and try and find one used.
Yeah.
So,
according to what... Now, yeah, you are. Yep.
That's something you want to look at going directly to your dealer.
Because a $26,000 vehicle... Now, let's assume we don't know if they buy a used one...
You're not going to get the discount.
You're not going to get the $7,500, but are you going to get $6,000?
No. No, it's for new cars.
It's
only.
For new it cars.
Is. But what I think is fascinating is you look at how they're holding their value.
In yeah.
You know?
Why would anyone want to buy it? That doesn't make any sense. Why would anyone pay? Because if it's 26, if it's 26 at the auction, you're
knowledge
talking 30. You're talking 32 at the dealership. Selling brand new for 35, that makes no sense.
Well, if you're in a state like Wyoming where they don't have the state credit like we do here in Colorado.
Good point.
You know, you're only going to get the $7,500 from the feds.
And you know what? These are selling in Texas, Tennessee, and California. Okay.
California,
okay.
You get $2,500
okay.
back. So.
Okay.
That's very cool. We just put a little case
like
study right
yeah.
there.
Yeah,
in Colorado, you don't want to buy used. You want to buy new.
Yes.
And take full advantage of those
yep.
tax credits.
Exactly. Ooh, good.
Awesome.
All right.
All right. So installation on these charging stations. Okay. I buy one of these now. Okay.
Yeah.
So I buy one of these and I want to install the charging station, not the trickle, but the 220. What does something like that cost?
So the equipment cost is anywhere from about $800 to $1,200, depending on what you want, what features you want, et cetera. And then residential installations I've seen as low as about $600, and generally they're closer to about $800. It depends on what's going on in your garage.
Yeah.
If you have a room in your service panel for an extra breaker, you need to put a 40-amp breaker in there. It's essentially the same as adding.
It's like a spa.
Yeah, or what?
Or a dryer.
A dryer. Electric dryer is what is most commonly compared to.
Yeah.
We're on a hard break.
We are.
Go. But you are listening to Jim Burness, EV Expert, Auction Access, VIP Club.
And go on, Mark. He just kind of froze. This segment brought to you by QSpike. Check him out at QSpike.com.